హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి
జై
గ్రంథరాజన భాగవతంకి
జై
సైనికాయ గౌర ప్రేమనంది ఓ గ్లరీస్తుకి సంబంధవతి ఓ గ్లరీస్తుకి సంబంధవతి ఓ గ్లరీస్తుకి సంబంధవతి ఓ గ్లరీస్ ఓ గ్లరీస్ శ్రీ గురు శ్రీ గౌరంగ ఓ గ్లరీస్ ఓ గ్లరీస్ శిల ప్రభుపాద ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరంధస్య జనంజన శలాకయ చక్షుర్మిళితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం రూపాకరా మాహిం దరతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునతం వితంపం సజీవం సద్వైతం సవదూతం పరిచన సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదం సహగణలలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపీశా గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతి దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే పంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితనం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య
నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య
నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం
నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం
దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం
దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం
భాగవత సేవయా
నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా
భాగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే
భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే
భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ
భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ
శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య
శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య
ప్రభు నిత్యానంద
ప్రభు నిత్యానంద
ద్వైతాగ్రధార
శ్రీ
గౌర భక్తవృంద
శ్రీ గౌర భక్తవృంద
హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ
హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే
హరే రామ హరే రామ
హరే రామ హరే రామ
రామ రామ హరే హరే
రామ రామ హరే హరే
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
నమకం కరోతి వాచనం పాగం నాంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాత్మహం వందే శిఖరం జనతారణం యత్కృపాత్మహం వందే శిఖరం జనతారణం భాగవతం క్యాంటో నంబర్ 2 beginning new chapter
6
yeah chapter 6 text 1 yeah purusha shukta confirm is the title of the chapter text number 1 Rāmo vācha vācham vāner mukham kshetram chandasam sapta dhātavah havya Kavyam Ritananam Jiva Sarva Rasasya Cha Brahmavacha Vacham Vaner Mukham Akshetram Chandasam Saptadhatavaha Havya Kavyam Ritannanam Jivasarva Rasasya Cha Brahmavacha Vacham Vaner Mukham Akshetram Chandasam Saptadhatavaha Havya Kavyam Ritannanam Jiva Sarva Rasasya Cha Brahmavacha Vacham Vaner Mukham Akshetram Chandasam Saptadhatavaha Havya Kavyam Ritannanam Jiva Sarva Rasasya Cha Brahma Vacha.
Brahma Vacha.
Lord Brahma said,
Brahma said
Vacham,
Vacham
of the voice,
Vanehe,
of fire, Mukham, the mouth, Kshetram, the generating center, Chandasam, of the Vedic hymns, such as Gayatri,
Sapta,
seven.
Dhatavaha,
skin and six other layers, Havyakavya, offerings for the demigods, and the forefathers. Amrita, food for human beings. Ananam, of all sorts of foodstuffs. Jiva, the tongue. Sarva, all. Rasasya, of all delicacies. Cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Lord Brahma said, the mouth of the Virat Purusha, the universal form of the Lord, is the generating center of the voice, and the controlling deity is fire. His skin and six other layers are the generating centers of the Vedic hymns, and his tongue is the productive center of different foodstuffs and delicacies for offering to the demigods, the forefathers, and the general mass of people. Please repeat. Lord Brahma said,
Lord Brahma said,
the mouth of the Virat Purusha,
the mouth of the Virat Purusha,
the universal form of the Lord,
the universal form of the Lord,
is the generating center, of the voice, and the controlling deity
is fire.
His skin and six other layers
are the generating centers
of the Vedic hymns. And his tongue
is
the productive center of different foodstuffs and delicacies
for
offering to the demigods, the forefathers, and the general mass of people. Therefore, the opulences of the universal form of the Lord are described herein. It is said that his mouth is the generating center of all kinds of voices, and its controlling deity is the fire demigod. And his skin and other six layers of bodily construction are the representative generating centers of the seven kinds of Vedic hymns, like the Gayatri. Gayatri is the beginning of all Vedic mantras, and it is explained in the first volume of Srimad Bhagavatam. Since the generating centers are the different parts of the universal form of the Lord, and since the form of the Lord is transcendental to the material creation, it is to be understood that the voice, the tongue, the skin, etc., suggests that the Lord in his transcendental form is not without them. The material voice, or the energy of taking in foodstuff, is generated originally from the Lord. Such actions are but perverted reflections of the original reservoirs. The transcendental situation is not without spiritual variegatedness. In the spiritual world, all the perverted forms of material variegatedness are fully represented in their original spiritual identity. The only difference is that material activities are contaminated by the three modes of material nature, whereas the potencies in the spiritual world are all pure because they are engaged in the unalloyed transcendental loving service of the Lord. Wants his independence. In the spiritual world, the Lord is the sublime enjoyer of everything, and the living entities there are all engaged in his transcendental loving service without any contamination of the modes of material nature. The activities in the spiritual world are without any of the inebrieties of the material world, but there is no question of impersonal voidness on the spiritual platform, as suggested by the impersonalists. Devotional service is defined in the Narada Pancharatra as follows: Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam Tat Parat Vena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate. Originally, since all the senses are produced of the Lord's reservoir of senses, these sensual activities of the material world are to be purified by the process of devotional service, and thus the perfection of life can be attained simply by purifying the present position of our material activities. And the purifying process begins from the stage of being liberated from the conception of different designations. Every living entity is engaged in some sort of service, either for the self, or for the family, or for the society, country, etc. But, unfortunately, all such services are rendered due to material attachment. The attachments of the material affinity may be simply changed to the service of the Lord, and thus the treatment of being freed from material attachment begins automatically. The process of liberation is therefore easier through devotional service than by any other methods. For in the Bhagavad Gita 12.5, it is said that one is subjected to various kinds of tribulations if one is impersonally attached. From the Bhagavad Gita 12.5, it is said that one is subjected to various kinds of tribulations if one is impersonally attached. Klesho dikataras tesam avyakta sakta cetasam. End of purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is making reference to the Virat Purusha, universal form of the Lord. Specifically to different parts of this Virat Purusha. Prabhupada explains how the opulences of the universal form of the Lord are described in this particular verse. Yeah, it means that everything in this material world, as Prabhupada points out in the purport also, is a, what is called perverted reflection, of what is existing in the spiritual world. We see so much of variety here in the material world. So many attractive features as well. Material energy is actually enchanting everyone in the material world. Everyone is enchanted, isn't it? Attracted by the beauty that is there in the material world.